Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
William Shakespeare remains the most performed playwright in the world, and never more so than in the summer. This year, the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company tackles All's Well That Ends Well on Boston Common, while Shakespeare and Company in Western Mass performs Romeo and Juliet and As You Like It. WBUR critic at large Ed Siegel joins us now to talk about this. Good morning.
Great to see you, Deb.
You too. So, Ed, the title, All's Well That Ends Well, that's not one of Shakespeare's most performed, is it?
No, and, you know, probably for good reason. The main male character is Bertram, who's an incredibly callow young man. Helena, the main female character, was adopted by his mother, and she's fallen for Bertram, and she tricks him into both wedding and bedding her twice. So, you know, this isn't the most feel-good comedy that Shakespeare ever wrote. So all the more credit to the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company for not only doing the play, but doing such a spectacular job in this, as always, a free production.
And why so spectacular?
Well, the acting, first of all, is out of this world. Steve Mailer has assembled a great cast, and his sense of direction for them is just about perfect. Let's start with the great Karen McDonald. She's just figured out that Helena has fallen for her son, Bertram.
Thy cheeks confess it, the one to the other. Speak, is it so? If it be not so, you have wound a goodly clue. If it be so, forswear it. If it be not, howe'er, I charge thee, as heaven shall work in me for thine avail, to tell me truly.
And everybody in the cast, including a couple of other of our favorite American Repertory Theater alumni, hews to that high standard. Deb, you know, I think there's always been a little something off in their production. Either the New York actor doesn't live up to his hype, or the sound's a bit off. Mailer's conception doesn't sit well with me. But not this year. This problematic comedy becomes a really deeply poetic tale of maturity and love, and Shakespeare is just a joy to listen to in this production. It's the best work that Mailer and this company has done.
Wow. Yeah. And how about out in Western Massachusetts, where Shakespeare and Company is? What's going on there this summer?
Well, as you said, Romeo and Juliet and As You Like It, two crowd pleasers. And the company is really renowned for making Shakespeare accessible, but I have to say, only one is a Siegel pleaser.
Uh-oh. give us the bad news first, Ed.
Okay. It's Romeo and Juliet. It just doesn't work for me. I think the whole cast just about could be sent out to Over Actors Anonymous. It's the first Romeo and Juliet I've seen where I was rooting for Mercutio to get run through as soon as possible. It's really hammy acting, I thought.
Oh, my gosh. And the same for the star-crossed lovers?
Well, you know, I can't say not so much, but I can't say that I lost a lot of sleep over their fate either. I like Friar Lawrence.
Well, so maybe we better talk about As You Like It.
Yeah, now you're talking. Tony Samotis, the artistic director, he conceives this as a comedy where bad things are lurking in the Forest of Arden and everywhere else, but it's a really joyful production, and the acting, again, is first rate. Johnny Epstein is one of the Shakespeare and Company all-stars. He plays Touchstone the Fool. Todd Randolph, she's a woman who plays Monsieur Jacques. And here are two more of our favorites. Merritt Jansen as Rosalind. She'll do some wonderful gender bending of her own when she swoons over her heartthrob Orlando with Kelly Curran as her BFF Celia.
These birds are in my heart.
Hem them away.
I would try if I could cry hem and have him.
Oh, come, come, wrestle with thy affections.
They take the part of a better wrestler than myself.
Oh, a good wish upon you. You will try in time in despite of a fall.
Wow.
I hope some of their onstage swagger comes across on the radio. It's really wonderful to watch. And it's set in France during the 20s, another joyful period. I'm not sure it adds that much to the production, Deb, but it does allow one thing.
What's that?
It gives us great music to go out on.
Hmm. A Sin to Tell a Lie. Well, you could probably make that the theme song for most of Shakespeare's plays, isn't it right, Ed?
That's right. Thanks, Deb.
Well, thank you. All's Well That Ends Well runs through Sunday on Boston Common. Romeo and Juliet continues through September 3rd, and As You Like It through September 4th at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox. Critic at Large Ed Siegel, who never tells a lie, reviews theater and arts for WBUR.